Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It's our last radio. I'm your host, Miss Diva, and I'm halfway with you tonight. Thanks for being a part of the show. So tonight we're going to talk about, side chick phobia. So I hope you enjoy the topic, and you can call in 347-945-6968, and press 1 if you want to talk. I'm ready to hear your thoughts. So if you want to talk tonight, I want to hear from you. So I have just one more thing that I have to do, and I'm going to be right back with you.
for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly coach. She a motherfucking drip, drip, tell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye, oh. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm that some dudes up. That coops up and trust the boots up. Entrepreneur niggas in the mall goes. He can ball with the cool, he can sow loud. But I think I like him better when he dow loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming out. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm Mac and Doja. That coops up and chucks the juice up.
You guys are tuned into iLast Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Diva. On her best behavior, tonight's topic, sidekick phobia. All this came about from Valentine's. Do you guys remember when Valentine's hit and social media timelines had like every sidekick meme that you could think about? And whenever people focus on a topic and they just go in and they can't let it go, I begin to assess. You know, it's hard for a psychology major not to assess, right? So I begin to do this assessment and I'm going, they have a phobia about this. They are actually stressing the side chick, right? So we were going to do the show the following Tuesday and then you know how it goes and we get into the midterms and then it gets crazy. But it's here. So it's about a week or so late, but here it is. So the side chick phobia, I say this, I want to talk about your phobias that you have with it. I want to talk about the obsession that the side chick has with being a side chick. I have something I want to put for you on that. And also, I want to talk about his addiction with having a side chick, right? So we're going to cover all those things as, you know, rapidly as we do these things. But 804, I want to hear from you. Live on iLast Radio, who am I speaking with? I almost know. Who am I speaking with?
It's been a long time, Diva.
It has been a long time. Oh, my goodness, you know, Virginia. All in the house. What's up, Cruz?
hey, what's going on, lady?
Oh, my gosh, enjoying this way too much. I learned how to have fun with it. So, send my love to Cherry Cherry. Tell her that I said hello.
I will, I will. What I'd like to do for a moment, Diva, is just hang out with you for a moment and see what your other callers have to say before your boy from VA, the Beast from the East, chimes in.
Okay, because I know you're going to go all the way in when you go in. All right. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to see if any other callers want to come in, and I'm going to give you guys something that is insane that I saw. You guys have probably already seen it. It's a viral video. So I'm going to let you chill out, Cruz, and I'm going to bring you back on the line in just a few.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. All right, you guys, so Virginia is going to come in and talk to us just a moment. So the side chick phobia. So you guys seen that viral video, and she is, like, obsessed with the side chick in a different kind of way. So there's always different phobias that you can have with the side chick, you know. So this chick has this this obsession, I'm sorry, with this side chick, and she goes on and on about, he loves you, so guess what, babe, I love you too. So I'm going to play that for you. Be sure to press 1 if you want to speak to call in and speak and give me some thoughts and thanks for everybody that's on the call-in line. So while I'm finding that video for you, I want to talk about, you know, the side chick that has an obsession with being the side chick, right? So as she's addressing this side chick, she talks about all this love that the side chick has for her man, and we need to make room for each other. And you guys remember I did a show like a year or so ago where I told you that you needed to try to figure out how to get along with her, because there's this thing that you guys do and you email and you tell me about how you're frustrated and he's got this girl and this is now you go on and on and on for like 6 months straight about your guy and this girl. So I begin to advise you on how to deal with her because you're obviously not going anywhere. So since you're not going anywhere, she's not budging, you guys have to get along. So I shared this story, right, that my little brother had here at Fort Hood. So my little brother shares a story about this guy. And he's dealing with this side chick, and his wife finds out about the side chick, right? And so if G7 was here, he'd trip out and say, Diva always has a story, but really this happened. So this guy has this that he's dealing with, and so he goes, you know what, this is too much, and this is getting too expensive for me, and I can't go back and forth between my wife and the side chick. So he moves the side chick in. So the wife is like, fine. She's like the girl in the viral video. We need to all get along about this thing. So next thing you know, the side chick ends up getting pregnant. Go figure, right? So the side chick gets pregnant, and she's living with him, and she's living with the wife, and things are just getting all, you know, out of control. So he comes to my little brother, and he's like, I've got all this drama, man. I don't know how to deal with it because my side chick is pregnant in the house with my wife, and everybody's not getting along. And like, my little brother was very serious when he called me. Like, he wanted me to advise this situation, and it was hilarious to me. Like, what did you think that this thing would be? Did you think that this would not be drama? So, but there is this moment that men get so comfortable as, you know, I have never seen a situation quite like that one, but they get so comfortable with the side chick that they don't want to let her go, and wifey can't go, and everybody just needs to get along. So I say at this point that, you know what, just figure out how to get along if you're not going to leave, right? So I'm sorry, I'm getting this buzzer from one of the, you know, the noise is carrying. So I have to find this video for you guys and I have to play it for you. But let's just take a phone call. So we're going to go over to the phone line and I'm going to take a Central Texas call ending in 9004, okay? So you prepared for that? I'm about to bring you on the line. Caller, you're live with Eyelash Radio. Who are we speaking with? Or you can just not give us a name.
How you doing, everybody? This is Brett.
Hey.
And
how are you?
I just wanted to chime in. I'm good. Thank you very much. And I just wanted to chime in and also talk about the side chick. Well, my thoughts. Well, I mean, me myself personally, as a guy who has been in that situation once before, The side chick can be very exhausting. She is very demanding, even though she is supposedly to be understanding. And what we fail to understand as men is that this understanding isn't understanding at all. It's actually a... I'm trying to say this in the right way. It's actually a slight little bit of control. And the reason why I say that is because once you get involved with the side chick, if she is the cool side chick and keeps everything to herself, yeah, she wins, and, you know, we may win as men. But what happens when Mad Day comes around? All of a sudden now, this woman who was sensual and tantalizing for you has now become a problem. Now you're worrying about what she may say, and everything that you were doing, now you're kicking in overdrive to continue to do these things to keep her happy. Unless you run across a situation like the man over you were talking about earlier who moved her in. But again, you can see the drama that caused from that. But, I mean, the reality of the matter is there's always going to be a side chick. There's nothing that you could say or do about it. You know, we as men, you know, there are some good brothers out there, but there are a lot of us out there who just, I guess you could say, can't eat just one.
That's so good. So, I mean, you know what? I have this thing that I say on Eyelash Radio, and Cruz is familiar with it. Everyone's familiar with it. Men always want to have their cheesecake too, right? So they want to have their cake and their cheesecake too, and they just want to take everything home. But eventually it becomes drama. So how important is it to cave into weakness when it eventually is going to, it's going to become drama, either from the main chick or the side chick? Somebody's going to start acting up. Is it worth it?
Not at all. Not at all.
No.
Not at all. It's just too much drama. It's just too much to deal with.
And I think that that it has to be, you know, I think what happens is the side chick agrees to this thing and she says that she's in, but then she gets to the point where she gets obsessive, and then she wants to change the dynamics of what it is. So.
And
well,
she
I
does.
Appreciate you calling in. Oh, I'm sorry, we have more, Blake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good. It's just, you know, like I said, you know, you're absolutely right. She does. She's very demanding. She's a part-time job, and we don't realize it, you know? And sometimes the guy has to understand that when you get to that point where you have to put your toys away, you just got to put your toys away. If that's just one toy, you just can't go back to the chest to pull out again. You just can't do it, especially if you want to be that upstanding man. You got to learn how to say no. You just got to learn how to say
everybody
no.
Everybody has that point where
deadly.
They... the side chick is deadly. So you just upset a whole bunch of side chicks that do not feel that they're deadly, right?
Oh, well,
you know what? At the end of the day, they are. They are. They're trouble,
they are.
And they're wrecking homes. Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. They don't see it because they're caught up in the joy of the temptation that it is. But when it all crumbles, it's just one big wreckage, you know? So
absolutely.
Well, I have something for the listeners to listen to. I hope you stay on the line for as long as you can. I'm going to take you off the queue. But I want you guys to check out something. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so very much.
Alrighty. I love it. We love when someone sexy calls in, right? Okay, so I want you guys to hear this, and I hope. Here's the deal. I only have this to play for you on the iPad, but it's just so good that I know that you're going to enjoy it. And it was just this viral video, so I'm going to play just a little bit of it for you. But this chick really had a message for the side chick, and she wanted the side chick to know that you're not so bad after all. So she wanted to tell her how she felt. So we're going to play a little bit of that, and then we're going to go back and take the call from Virginia and hear Cruz.
Find out where she lived, find out where she worked.
Okay,
here. Yeah, I'm a side bitch and didn't want to tell me who it was. So, you know, I had to be a private investigator, find out where she lived, find out where she worked. And come to find out, she was being funny on Facebook, acting like I'm supposed to be mad because she'd be with him on the weekends and shit like that. So, I went up to this bitch job and I had to let her know. This one here. I love him. And I love him so much, that means I love you too. So I'm going to need you to hop on board, Team Mitchell, and get this shit right. I would bring her lunch. I would bring her breakfast at work. Lunch in the afternoon, I'd cook for her. Invite her over for dinner, but she would never want to come. And one time she ran out of gas, and I was right there because I was just making sure she got to work okay. I wasn't stalking or nothing, but I was just making sure she was getting to work. So when she saw that I was right there behind her when she ran out of gas, instead of being like, damn, I'm glad you saved me, she was fucking mad. But no, bitch, I'm going to treat you right. Because if he loves you, I love you. Bitch, you're going to be treated right. I care. That's it. So your kids, you need to let me see them. I want to see my kids. They're our kids. But bitch, you better not cheat on him. Because if you do, you got a whole other thing coming. You're not going to break his heart because then you're breaking my heart. So if you end this, you end this for life, Team Mitchell. And she didn't like that, so I don't know. She trying to, like, get a restraining order on me. Like, bitch, I love you.
Okay, there's just nothing greater than the fact that this chick keeps saying, bitch, I love you. You guys know how I am about the viral videos, right? So that one right there, it's called When Your Wife Accepts Your Side Chick. And you could just go on YouTube and finish the rest of that. But the craziness that was, it's pretty much all of that all the way through. So, okay, so we're going to go over to Virginia and get some thoughts from Cruz. Let's hear from you, Cruz. What are your thoughts on that one? Because did you get to hear that? Could you hear it clearly?
Yes, I heard it very clearly, Diva. And, you know, both of you are, you and I are psychology majors, and we deal in counseling and things like this. But what I am hearing is a very clever lady that has disguised this whole thing and flipped the script on this woman, where she took her thrill from her. Because if this woman was having a thrill of being a side piece with her husband, now the woman is saying, no, if you're going to be his side piece, you're going to be our side piece. And maybe this woman had a thrill or something. You know how it is. You get that, as you stated before, you get that intense desire to do the forbidden. Well, she's taking the fruit, the forbidden fruit from her and saying, okay, you want them? It's all in, baby. You know, but it is, that's crazy, though. I've heard a lot of stuff, but that either is the most smartest thing or the most wackiest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, it's like insanity, but actually good. Like, she's embracing this thing so that it doesn't stress her out. She's like, bitch, I love you. I have no issues with this. We can all get along. I love when she said, your kids, those are my kids. It's like, she is all the way in. So, yeah, and I like what you said, Cruz. That's a different spin than we've come across here when we've been discussing that video, is that she took the thrill away from her. Because that is, it's an adrenaline rush to go in for someone's guy, right? So now that I've had this adrenaline rush and I'm taking this guy from her and, you know, I'm breaking up a home, but then all of a sudden you're happy? You're excited? You're bringing me lunch and buying me flowers? This is not fun anymore. And so I do think that, you know, and you got to Google that video, because when you can see the girl's face, she's beautiful. The wife is beautiful, but she's tripping. She's like, bitch, I love
I got
you.
To go
it's
see
just
I don't know where I've been, Diva. Evidently, I've been in you know, behind the rocks or something, because I've missed this viral video here, and I have to go look it up, because I have to see it, because I have to look at the expression. I have to read her eyes, because that's going to let me know whether she's crazy or she really is clever. It's going to be one or the other.
She keeps this very poker face the entire time. I tell you guys how you can find it. It's called, okay, you can go to Google. Why am I always promoting Google? So you can go to Google, right, pay me. You can go to Google, love his sidekick video, and then click on videos, and then this light-skinned chick, very cute chick with very light skin, and she has tattoos, and it has the video up. So it's a lot of, there's actually hundreds of, love his side chick videos up, but that one is the most popular one. That's the one that's been viewed by the millions, and people just are going crazy. A lot of women just, you know, wives, they got really upset. They were mad. They're like, what kind of madness is that? You know, whatever. But yeah, I love your spin on it, that she took the thrill out of it. I think that'll be my post tonight. I will have to quote that. She took the thrill out of it. I like what our caller has. Awesome, because eventually it just does. It just gets to the point where you have to mature up, you know, and so you can have this lifestyle only for so long, and then eventually the drama from it, you know, because it can, people pulling you from all these different directions. And I can't imagine being in that position. You know, we always say here on Eyelash Radio, give me, you know, don't take the power away from me. If you have something going on, I want you to tell me. That gives me the power to decide whether or not I want to deal with that or not, you know. And that definitely falls in that category when it comes to the side chick. If you have a side chick, tell, you know, and you know how we go with those things here on Eyelash Radio. But call lines are open, going into the after show for a few minutes. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. A lot of love to our troops. We appreciate you guys so much. Thanks for all that you do. Those who are fighting the new war on ISIS, we send you a lot of love and a lot of prayers. And, of course, all of our troops in Afghanistan pulling out in Iraq. All those who are doing all that you do, the wives back home, the children back home, everybody that supports the troops, we all appreciate those who are about our military, right? Okay, so into the after show. Press 1 if you want to talk. Central Texas, I see you guys on the line. And Chris, what have you been up to up there in Celebrityville? What's happening?
Trying not
in your
to get
world?
Caught up in. You know, first of all, try not to freeze our butt off up here, you know, because we're not used to this ice and everything up here in VA. I know you guys have been hit with it down in Texas there, so I think we're all adjusting, Diva.
Yeah, no, you guys have some snow, like some, you guys kind of got a little bad weather the last couple weeks, so that's not cool, but you guys are going good. We actually shut down all of Texas today, like schools closed and everything, because it was cold. It had nothing to do with snow. Like, there was, like, no snow anywhere. It was, like, a little ice on the rooftops, and we were just, like, shut it down. We're out of here. But, you know, the little bit of ice that we had a lot of accidents, a lot of car accidents. So, you know,
yeah,
people can't handle it.
They got caught up over their side piece house, or, you know, they were at home with the wife and the side piece was at home, so they couldn't get out in the snow and ice. So it was a lot of miserable folk, you know, for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yes. I love how D. Ellis, you know, we got to shout him out, send him some love. D. Ellis puts up on his Facebook that he was like, the snow, everybody's all snowed in. He was like, in 9 more months, this is going to be a problem. I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
It'll be a lot of stories to tell in 9 more months, right? You know what? This is what I have learned as I followed some of the greats. And, you know, I did the training, you know, trying to do with Oprah and went to see her in Iyanla. And, you know, this is the thing about temptation. It's all about weakness, Cruz, you know. So we can be tempted by so many different things in life. And, you know, when it comes to battling the weight battle, you guys know how I keep that all, you know, honest, open and honest for you. You know, we get tempted by food and sweets and all these things, but it also, we get tempted by, you know, when it comes to men and women, we get tempted by the opposite sex in so many great ways. Some people get tempted by the same sex. And before I forget let's just bring up the same sex real quick. Shout out to Michael Sam. Shout out to Michael Sam getting engaged to his boo, Vino. They are two cute guys. I love it. And he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, but we'll talk about gays and all the greatness they're doing next week. But you have all this temptation, right, that happens. And do you know that one thing that prevents you from falling into temptation, Cruz? That there's just this one simple thing that actually can stop you. What do you think it is?
For me, it's prayer. It is definitely prayer. I don't know what works for anybody else, but my prayers every day is, Lord, let me have that desire and lust for my wife and nobody else's wife or nobody else's woman or any other woman.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it is prayer, and at the same time, I also think that when it comes to temptation, that it's weakness. That falling for temptation is the difference that between the person that falls for it and the person that does not is just that level of weakness. So you have to get stronger, because you know when you're not strong, then you're and we can't get strong without prayer. So I think that all falls in hand. We have a caller over at the 201, and I think that's Ms. Yolanda Nicole. Hey.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
How's everybody?
Good evening.
All is well.
I'm
here.
I'm
at
here.
Radio. Do you have some thoughts on the side chick?
You already know. You already know. No,
You condoning it, or are you way, way against it, which I know you're way against it?
I'm way, way against it. Way against it. I don't want to be involved with the side chick at all. That lady is ludicrous. She crazy. It's, she's giving her man...
Now,
permission to mess with another woman. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah. I think at
that
some point that you're just, I think that it's an open relationship. At the end of the day, it seems like she's just saying, hey, we have an open relationship.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It, to me, it wouldn't, I was listening to the whole thing. I just can't. It won't happen. I tried to look at it backwards, forward, in between, it just will not happen.
So it's the ultimate deal breaker. So some guy comes along and tells you, you know, you're getting along with him, and the next thing you know, he says, hey, I have a side chick. Is that the ultimate deal breaker? You're walking away without looking back?
I'm walking away without looking back.
Yeah. I wonder, I think that most women, this is how I think, Cruz and Yolanda, I think that most women want to walk away. But then you have women that are so, they get obsessed with, but then she's going to have him. But that him that they're speaking of, come on. Like the person
that
you're scared
of
is not anyone that has any respect for you or, you know.
Or
the
person,
So she ends up dealing with it and settling for it, and it's like, come on, are you serious? You know, but there is no answer. Now, you can walk away and go back. I know you guys don't expect that from me, but sometimes men learn from that big, huge mistake that they make with the side chick. So if you walk away and turn your back and allow God to move and to change this guy and to work with him, he may change and really be a different person. But staying while he's dealing with the side chick, that's just going to be more drama than it is peace.
I agree. And giving him a chance to come back, that don't work either, because you already gave him a chance to be with her. So you think
he's going to
stop?
You know,
Absolutely not.
A lot of people
I
don't
lady,
do second chances, though.
I'm going to throw a little dot in here because, again, we got to go back to the mentality of the man that's even involved in this. And I'm going to tell you from before I was married and had the side chicks, not just a side chick. you know, again, it was about that conquer, that quest. And once the quest is gone, we generally are gone. So that's why I brought up the point that probably in his mindset, when his wife agreed to, okay, it's all in for all of us, probably every red-blooded American man at first jump and say, yay, up and down. But when you think about it, wait a minute. You mean to tell me now I got to deal with two women that's on virtually mm-hmm. the same page, and they are going to be it's tough enough to deal with one woman. And when reality yeah. kicks in, all that thrill and stuff, like B.B. King said, the thrill is gone. And that's why we do the chase a lot of time, is because we want that thrill. But you take that thrill away from us, you know, now you de-neutralize the situation.
Yeah, and that's one thing. It kind of works for you guys when you're in your college days, Cruz. You know, you're chasing after, you know, this female, you're chasing after these chicks, then you have that one that's really hard to get, and she's got that triple 90-day rule, you know, that female back in your college days. But man, you can't leave her alone, you know. Tyrese talks about it in his book Manology with Ron. You know, the one that you just, oh man, she's holding back, and she's got all these, you know, virtues and things like this, and so since she's waiting, I just got to keep on. So he waits and waits. And one thing that I always find hilarious about super religious chicks that say, I'm waiting until 90 days, is that, you know, if you're really religious, then you know the scriptures, right, Cruz? Because you know the word, right?
Exactly.
So the scriptures say, so as a man think, therefore it is, right? So you already
exactly.
thought about the fact that in 90 days you're going to have sex with him. So the angels are saying, well, damn, if you're going to have sex, you might as well do it now. What you waiting 90 days for? Because you've already thought about that sin, so it is. That's how the Bible speaks it, right? So
so
the man goes for the chase, and he goes for the chase, and then the next thing you know, once he gets it, he's like, I'm bored. So it serves no purpose to put this 90. You know, am I saying that you should have sex on the same night? Yeah. No, Diva's not endorsing that. But I'm just saying, you know, that I just think that you're just wasting your time when you have this attraction with this guy and you have decided, I'm definitely going to give him some, but I'm going to make him wait 90 days because I have this illusion that if I make him wait 90 days, he's going to be something different than what he is right now. Now, I don't want a bunch of women to go out and have a whole bunch of one-night stands, but at the same time, stop thinking that 90 days versus 30 days makes a difference.
And we're already strategizing that. We're already on that strategy because we know every love expert has already said, you know, do the 90 days. Well, in those 90 days, you better believe that we got somebody taking care of our urges between the time you decide to give us some. So that don't always work either.
That doesn't work. And when you bring that up, Cruz, there's this thing that the women say, another thing that the super, you know, maybe I'm just putting it all on the religious women, but they like to say, I'm waiting until after marriage, and then I'm going to give it to you. There are men that are so crafty, and I'm talking from experience now. Like, this dude was so good that he was actually making sure that he did not have sex with the girl that he married, but he was plenty over here having sex with me. That happens. That does happen. So he wasn't breaking her rule because he wasn't violating her, but he was over here making me think that it was something that it was not, only so that he could warm his bed until it was time for the wedding night with her. And you guys think that men don't do that? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You're sitting up here thinking that you said no sex until after marriage. You think he's waiting? You better wake up. In 2015? You better wake up.
I had a question for Yolanda. Now, you said that there would be no way, Jose, whatsoever. Would that be because, again, you don't see that she's being sincere when she's playing the head game? Because you ladies are good with playing head games with man. You don't buy into the fact that she's playing a head game with both of them?
Oh,
Yes, I buy into the fact that she's playing a head game, but it's a dangerous head game because she's going to end up hurt in the end because it's actually her husband. You get what I'm saying? So you allowing your husband to mess and sleep with this woman, he's still having his cake and eat it too, no matter how many head games you're playing.
Well,
you're
going to
be absolutely going to hurt.
I'm going to throw a real monkey wrench in it. Maybe she's letting him know now that she's about to have her cake and eat it too.
Right.
How is she going to have her cake?
And
because he bringing home,
well, you know,
he bring home the cake.
You know what? There's two ways that she can have her cake, because she can actually be saying, I love him. I mean, I'm going to find me another guy because he found someone. Or she could be saying, oh, I love this side chick and I'm about to turn her out.
There you go.
Well, that could be it too. Now, hey, now if that's the case, then hey, to each his own. But for me, with my experience, because I experienced a bad relationship and a bad marriage with him cheating, and I'm just not with it.
And I think that dealing with the side chick does come from that, what your personal experience is with it. Yeah.
And most of the time, the side chicks are worthless. This is something that they want to do. They get caught up with the whatever it is that they think is going to happen. And then when the wife leaves, now it's, oh, she's gone. They like the side chick because the side chick thinks that she caught something when she really didn't catch anything but somebody else's husband. So how does she feel at night when she go to bed knowing that she's sleeping with somebody else's husband?
And he wants to go back to his wife when the fun is gone, you know, when the fun all ends. He wants to go back to his wife. What were you going to say, Cruz?
Now, that sounds like an episode from Love and Hip Hop.
So, I'm just keeping it all the way real, just from my experience, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not the one to ask the question, because I have zero tolerance for it at this point, so.
The funniest situation, while, you know, I hate that we have to go off air now. We have this short show. But a good situation that's happening right now with that side chick, I love the side chick, is happening with Scandal, the president's wife accepting Olivia Pope and going to Olivia and all that. Oh, my goodness. That is a prime example.
That's crazy, right? when he tells her, I love her. He go to war just to save her. But she's sleeping with the vice president. So they doing their own thing.
That has become major drama. Yeah. Cruz Inc. Radio.
Really,
you guys have to follow
him
just like that on Twitter, Cruz Inc. Radio. You can also follow Miss Yolanda Nicole, Ms. MV